Common trigger points. The trigger point is a location where a person or machine initiates an avalanche. Some common trigger points we see are between anchors, thin spots. Remember, these potentially bring us that much closer to the weak layer. Rocky outcrops, convexities, the top of a steep slope, locations where the snowpack has reached critical loading through wind loading or new precipitation, and places where the snowpack is perforated by rocks or trees. Thick to thin transitions. Thin spots can be created by the wind or if we have a rock sticking up in our snowpack. Let's look at an example to explain why thin spots are so dangerous. Let's say we have a deep persistent avalanche problem that is 2 meters down. Tricky for us to trigger until we hit a thin spot. Let's say the wind has been blowing, creating a thin spot. Now our deep persistent problem is only 50 centimeters down. Easier for us to trigger. If we trigger this problem at the thin spot, we can expect to see it propagate into the thick and be looking at a crown that ranges from 2 meters to 50 centimeters, resulting in a very large avalanche. Ridgetops and shallow rocky spots are a very common spot that we see deep persistent weak layers triggered. Pull out your probe. Wonder if you are in a thin spot or wind loaded area? Our probes are a great tool that is often underutilized. Probe several times while you ride to get an idea of the average depth of the snow, and then you will know when you probe a thin spot or wind loaded area. Watch the video below for an impressive example of a deep persistent problem that's triggered in a thin spot. Common trigger points. We can see in the photo above that rocks are a common trigger point. Rocks can create a shallow weak spot in our snowpack and can also heat up in the sun, weakening the snowpack, resulting in loose or slab avalanches releasing. Convexities and thin to thick transitions. Notice in the crown how thin it is at the top and how thick it gets as the fracture travels down the slope. Note the people at the bottom for scale of the size of this avalanche.